You're listening to Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm Steve Charney. And I'm excited because today our guest is John Sebastian. Same John Sebastian who wrote all those great songs for Love and Spoonful, such as Summer in the City, Daydream, Do You Believe in Magic? He wrote the theme for Welcome Back, Cotter, and, well, he's just a nice guy besides. He also played a Woodstock man. This guy was at ground zero for the music movement of the 60s. He'll be playing and singing with Harry and myself, The Cat Came Back. Oh, I'm also going to be featuring a song that I wrote for the TV show Bear in the Big Blue House that was on the Disney Channel. It's called, what is it called? Oh, I'm a Picture of Health. That's right. So that's also stuffed into this podcast. We also want to give a special shout out to two new patrons, Dr. Bruce Moore and Maita Dinos. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, what Harry said. I also have a confession to make, which I'll be doing in a minute, but why don't we get right on with the show?
Hey, 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 hey! You think you're going to get away with not mentioning Patreon.com?
Well, yeah.
No, 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 no! You may not mind getting paid for all this work, but I do. I need to eat, man!
You don't eat, you're a dummy.
Stop nitpicking!
All right, let's just get this over with.
Okay, then. If you like these podcasts, consider becoming a patron of this podcast for $1 a month. Patreon. That's patreon.com. It's a little like Kickstarter. You support deserving artists by paying the ones you like a nominal fee. Patreon.com/Steve Jarney. By contributing to the cause, you'll also get extra podcasts only patrons get to hear. Download a CD of your choice, pictures and jokes that are Steve and my favorites. So remember, patreon.com/Steve Jarney. Did I do good, Steve?
You did good, kid.
Oh, shucks.
And now can I tell everyone my confession?
Go for it, man. If you don't, we don't have a podcast.
I hope you're strong enough to hear it, but it's something I feel needs to come out. Truth is, well, I'm the funniest person on the planet.
Oh, man. Steve, you know that you vowed not to reveal that to the public. It's dangerous for those around you to know the full truth.
I'm sorry, Harry. I just didn't want to continue to lie to listeners anymore. It's been very hard over these years keeping the truth from them.
Well, then you better tell them the whole story.
Yeah, I know what you people out there are thinking. Steve, I've been listening to you for years, and believe me, you are not the funniest person on the planet. In fact, sometimes you're downright depressing.
Little Sidney Husbinder, who sits behind me in math and scrunches up his face and makes burping sounds when the teacher is writing on the blackboard, is funnier than you.
But you know the reason, Harry. You see, my power of humor is so far beyond anyone else's on Earth that if I were to unleash the full force of my buffoonery onto the unsuspecting public, I would wreak havoc onto the very social fabric to which we have sworn to protect.
Huh?
What you hear on this show is just a fraction of my true talent. I keep it down. I modify my comedy. I resist the temptation to put my pedal to the metal and go full throttle.
And that's because if you did, people would laugh so hard and so long that they could hurt themselves?
Exactly. Physically and mentally.
That's why I don't think it was a good idea telling people the truth. The wrong person could get ideas, Steve. You could be kidnapped and forced to unleash your full power. The person who controls you controls the world.
That's not going to happen, Harry.
Why not?
Because before that person or people kidnap me, I just tell them a few of my choice jokes. While they're laughing so hard, their sides are hurting, I make my escape. And besides, mere mortals couldn't harm me, considering where I'm from.
Oh, no, you're not going to reveal that part of the truth, are you?
I want to make a clean sweep of it, Harry. You see, I'm not of this planet.
Oh, man, you're making a mistake telling this.
I'm from a place a long way from Earth. When I was a child, my father, Jor-El, placed me in a small spaceship and sent me hurling towards Earth just before my planet exploded. I was discovered and adopted by a kindly couple who nurtured me into adulthood. Even as a child, I discovered my knack for comedy. It seems that what was a normal sense of humor on my planet flipped on became super humor on Earth. You Earthlings have such a poorly developed sense of humor compared to mine that I could devastate any one of you with one joke.
Now it's out of the bag. Who knows what havoc you're going to wreak on Earth? This isn't a comic strip, Steve. People will hear this and contact the proper authorities. They'll come in here and want to probe and poke you. I mean, life outside the solar system, it's too tempting to a scientist.
That's not going to happen, Harry. People know that I'm just, you know, joking.
Oh, right. One of those toned-down jokes where no one laughs.
That's right.
You've been doing a lot of those lately. Just once I'd like to see you unleash your powers just a little bit.
Maybe I will. But first let's hear this song that you and I did with John Sebastian, The Cat Came Back.
Oh, man, I love doing that song with him.
John, all right.
Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, let me tell you. Harry's also here.
I'm so excited because John Sebastian, of course, played with Love and Spoonful, and, well, I followed him for years.
Wait a second, you're too really young to know John
Sebastian.
Yeah,
I didn't think that Harry was...
Yeah, you'd be surprised what Harry knows, where Harry's been around. Now, you've written some of the great songs of all time, I think. Do You Believe in Magic and Daydream, Summer in the City? You know what I like about Summer in the City? It's what you should really be proud of. In the entire society, when they want to give a sense of the summer, I hear that song.
That's right. Well, it's true that I actually make more money off of the song during the summer than any other time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Do you have any projects coming up? Anything?
I do, yeah. I just finished up an album that'll be coming out. It's called Tar Beach.
Now, who else is on that album?
Jerry Murata appears occasionally, as does Levon Helm and Warren Bernhardt.
That's great.
Yes.
And good company there.
It is the best.
Well, Harry?
Yes?
Are you ready to do a song with John Sebastian and me?
Sure, Steve. Let's do the old favorite.
Yeah, we gotta
keep up our tradition here.
That's right.
Yeah, this is a song that... I guess I first learned when I was looking after children up in New Hampshire during the summer. And I always used to say, now, let's not sing this awful song. Let's sing something else. Let's sing a nice, tender, warm, wonderful song. And the children would always say, no, let's do The Cat Came Back.
Yeah.
And they always liked it because such terrible things happened in this song. Yeah, so if you like terrible things, you'll like this song.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, Harry, I'm going to start this off, all right?
All right, you do the first verse.
All right. Old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had a yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. He tried and he tried to give that cat away. He gave it to a man going far, far away. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Let me do it first.
All right, Harry.
Okay. Well, the man around the corner swore he'd kill that cat on sight. He loaded up his shotgun with nails and dynamite.
Ooh.
He waited and he waited for the cat to come around. 97 pieces of the man were all they found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Your turn.
You know, Harry, he gave it to a man going up in a balloon. He said to take it up to the man in the moon. The balloon came down about 90 miles away. And where he is now, I'm afraid I dare not say. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Oh, let me do one.
All right, Steve, go ahead.
He gave it to a little boy with a dollar note. He told him for to take it up the river in a boat. They tied a rock around his neck. It must weigh 10 pounds. Now they drag the river for a little boy who's drowned. But the cat came back
the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. It just couldn't stay away.
I gotta do the next verse. Oh, this one is gruesome. He gave it to a man who was heading way out west. Told him to take it to the one he loved the best. First the train hit the curve, then it jumped the rail. Not a soul was left behind to tell the gruesome tale.
But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
All right, I'm gonna do the cleanup first.
Okay.
Now, way across the ocean, they did send that cat at last. Vessel only out a day and making water fast. People all began to pray, the boat began to toss. A great big gust of wind came by, and every soul was lost.
But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Just couldn't stay away. Just couldn't stay away. Just couldn't stay away.
Oh boy. That's a wild song.
That is.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
I want to thank John Sebastian and helping us do that song, The Cat Came Back. John, come back again, will you?
I'd love to.
Oh,
yes.
Good. I hope so. Thanks.
Steve's let it out of the bag that he was sent here from another planet as a baby, where he was adopted by a kindly couple in, Smallville.
Hey, how did you know that? I never told you where I was brought up.
Just a hunch, Steve. Anyway, what was a normal sense of humor on his home planet, a Flipton, became super humor on this planet. Only he can't unleash his full power because it would devastate the community. So he limits himself to old stale jokes and corny ideas, like, let's say, this one we're doing right now.
Harry, if I really let loose with one of my winners, everyone listening now would be unable to function for days. They would continue to laugh unceasingly. They wouldn't be able to eat or sleep. That could be very dangerous to the already infirm.
Well, I don't know why you've confessed this secret of yours anyway.
Well, I just don't like to lie to the audience. I don't like keeping secrets, and I hope they feel the same way. I hope they don't keep anything from me.
You know you're a nut.
Look, if you only knew how much of a nut I was, when I was a boy in Smallville and hadn't learned yet how destructive my powers could be, I was class clown.
Naturally.
You know how they usually leave the class clown back a grade for being a wise guy?
Steve, don't forget who you're talking to. Of course I know.
Well, instead of leaving me back, they left the whole class back instead, including the teacher. They never stopped laughing the entire year. They had to leave the whole class back because they couldn't do any work. They were laughing so hard because of me. I destroyed the lives of 30 little children.
How could a teacher be left back?
Well, they made a special case for her. Then when I became a teenager, I decided to use my powers for good. If I saw a robbery taking place in a convenience store, I rushed in, handed the woman behind the counter earplugs, and told the crook a joke. That would finish him off. At least until the cops got there to take him away.
What were some of the jokes you fought crime with?
Oh, I couldn't tell them here. I have to stick to old stale jokes. I have to protect the public.
And you do a good job of it, Steve. A very good job. Anyway, I don't understand. If you told the joke to the crook...
Yeah?
Then doesn't he have the power, too? I mean, you've handed him a weapon. Can't he go around telling that joke and causing havoc and stealing money?
No, he wouldn't be able to do that because it's all in the timing. See, he could tell the same joke, fall flat. It's all in the timing.
Uh-huh. So you do protect the public.
Oh, who's here? May I help you?
This is a stick-up. Up with your hands.
I don't have a tummy ache, no cold, no flu, and I'm wide awake, and I'm a picture of health. I'm running, jumping, hopping, skipping, flopping, cause my nose ain't dripping. I'm a picture of health. I clean my ears, wash my paws, blow my nose, clip my claws, take my vitamins each day, so I can run around and play. I jump for joy, I'm alive, hooray! I'm feeling like King Kong today. I'm a picture of health. My chest is clear, my throat's not sore, my feet don't smell and I don't snore. And I'm a picture of health. I have friends, do you know why? I always keep my armpits dry. I clean my belly button too, it's something that I like to do. I'm feeling great, I'm feeling grand. I wiggle my toes just because I can. And I'm a picture of health. whoa, I feel good. Taking care of myself. Yeah, it feels good to take care of yourself. And that's the way you stay a picture of health.
Oh my goodness, Harry, a stick up! All right, my hands are up, my hands are up! You too, you little pipsqueak.
My hands don't go up. I'm just a puppet.
Oh, all right, leave them at your sides and don't move them.
I can't move them. I'm just a puppet.
What do you want, you cad? I've been listening to your show. I heard about your superpower. And you're gonna make me very, very rich.
Uh-oh.
Now teach me a few jokes that I could use to rob banks with.
Hey, nobody robs banks anymore. They hack into computers and stuff.
That's why I'm gonna succeed, because nobody expects it.
Don't do it, Steve. He's a madman.
Oh, yeah? I'll show you who's mad.
Hey, get away from me!
Now, how would you like it if I slapped your dummy around a little?
You can't do that.
Why not? I'm a fiend, aren't I?
You do it to Harry, and then some dopey kid out there does it to his brother or sister. Nix the slapping, please.
Thank goodness! I'm saved! I'm saved!
All right, all right. What's the world coming to when a thug can't express himself fully through his own wickedness?
Thank goodness! I'm saved!
Use this feather. Tickling is all right.
Oh, that's good. Thanks.
Great. Thanks a bunch, Steve.
Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. Tell me a joke that I could use to rob a bank with, or I'll tickle you little dummy here.
Never. Never. I'll never tell.
All right. You asked for it.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, cut that out. Hey, that tickles. Come on, stop. Stop tickling me.
I'll never tell. Never. You can tickle him to your heart's content.
Come on, Steve. Tell. I can't take much more of this.
Tickle.
Come on, stop.
Tickle.
Stop.
Never.
Come on.
I will
relax,
never
Steve. Relax.
Tell.
Tickle.
It's so much. Come on.
All right.
I knew you couldn't resist saving your poor doll.
It had nothing to do with him. I just want to move this skit along.
Oh.
Oh.
So you're going to tell the joke that's going to have the bank tellers rolling in the aisles while I stuff my bag with money?
Yes, I'll tell. I will unleash the full power of my humor. Just don't torture Harry anymore.
What's the joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gus.
Gus who?
No, you Gus who.
That was the joke. That's gonna bring society to its knees.
That stunk, Steve!
I don't know what's wrong. It was supposed to cause untold guffaws. All right, let me try another one. This kid is walking on the kitchen floor, and her mother says,
I thought I told you not to walk on the floor unless your feet are clean.
And the girl replies, my feet are clean. It's my shoes that are dirty.
What are you trying to fool me?
I don't know what's happening. My powers are diminished.
Try one more, Steve.
All right, why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know why.
To get the New York Post.
I don't get it.
Neither do I. I get the New York Times.
I see. Okay, I see. All of my henchmen said I was crazy for believing you. But no, I said I've been listening to Steve Charney for years. He wouldn't lie to his audience. But I see I was wrong. You're nothing but a liar and a fraud. You aren't from Flipton. You're just overcompensating for having a lousy sense of humor. You can't accept the fact that this show stinks. So you make up some balderdash about being the funniest person on the planet. Well, I'm not buying into it. I'll rob a bank without your help, thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, when are you gonna get it through your head? Nobody robs banks anymore.
What happened, Steve? Is he right?
No, he's not. I am the funniest person on the planet. I don't understand why those jokes weren't funnier. Unless... Harry, look under the table. What is that?
What, Steve? This is just a rock or something.
That's not a rock, Harry. That's Fliptonite. Get it away from me. Get it away. As long as it stays in the room, I'm not funny.
Oh, Steve, this piece of Fliptonite has been there for years. I'm surprised you never noticed it before. But that explains a lot of things, doesn't it?
Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney. And besides being available on iTunes, you can support this podcast by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney.
and become a patron for only $1 a month. I'm putting up a podcast a week, so that's only 25 cents for each one, man. Can't beat that. And patrons get rewards as well, like, well, extra podcasts, and CD download, etc. Okay, and also check out my YouTube channel. I have over 100 videos if you want to see what I look like, and all these podcasts are also on the YouTube channel. You can also visit my website, stevecharney.com, for CDs and books for sale, info on my live performances, and more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And thanks for listening. Harry, any last words to say?
Yeah. Support Steve on patreon.com/stevecharney, and you'll be supporting a serious artist doing serious work who's in serious trouble.